And pray in silence before our morning worship.
我们一起低头默祷来预备我们的心。
Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning service.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始我们安息日早上的聚会。
Before our morning message, we'd like to sing a hymn to praise God.
在我们开始早上的讯息之前，我们唱一首诗来颂赞神。
Let us rise and sing hymn 309.
那我们一起起立唱诗309首。
Hymn 309.
309首。
Before our morning message, we'd like to kneel down and pray in the Holy Spirit together.
在我们开始早上的讯息之前，我们要一起跪下来用圣灵来祷告。
In our prayer, we ask our Lord Jesus to be with us this Sabbath.
在我们祷告的时候，我们祈求主耶稣基督与我们在安息日同在。
That through today's services, today's messages, we can receive spiritual edification.
经过今天的聚会，还有今天的讯息，我们可以得到属灵上的造就。
And also, being that it is the last Sabbath of the year, we can look forward to the year to come.
然后最主要就是说，这是我们今年的最后一次安息日，所以那我们可以共同来期待将要来的一个新年。
That God can guide us. To glorify His name in this upcoming year.
那神可以带领我们，让我们来在将来的一年来荣耀他的名。
So now kneel down and pray together.
那我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Queens.
愿主耶稣的平安跟喜乐与大家在皇后区同在。
We thank God that today on the last Sabbath of the year we can gather in the church. And worship God together.
感谢神在今年的最后一个安息圣日，我们可以一起聚集在教会中，然后来敬拜神。
Also, I see a few brothers and sisters from out of state, and we also welcome you to worship together.
我也看到一些从外地来的弟兄姐妹我们也欢迎你跟我们一起参加聚会。
This morning.I'd like to share a topic, the first day of the first month.
今天我想要用这个题目，正月初一日。
I'd like to use this topic as our mutual encouragement and also as our encouragement for this upcoming year.
想要用这个题目做我们互相的勉励，然后来迎接新的一年。
It doesn't matter what type of calendar you use, there will always be the first day of a first month.
所以不管你是看的是什么月历，那每一个月都会有第一日。
So in Western cultures here in America, we use a solar-based calendar.
所以呢，在西方的月历呢，我们是用根据这个太阳。
And the first month happens to be called January.
那第一月呢，就是就是英文的 January.
And then in Eastern cultures, we tend to use more of a lunar-based calendar.
那我们在东方的社会呢，我们是用旧历年。
But even in that calendar, there's also a first day of a first month.
然后在那个日历呢，那也会有的这个所谓的正月初一日。
So with any...upcoming new year, it's always a chance to look back and also to look forward.
所以呢，每一次要迎接新的一年呢，这也是给我们一个机会来思想过去的一年。
In fact, the English January comes from the name of a Roman god.
所以英文的这个一月，这个 January 呢，它是从一个罗马的一个神。这个名字是借着他来的。
And this God has two faces.
然后这个神，这个罗马的神呢，他有两个脸。
It's not facing the same direction, but they're facing opposite directions.
所以这两张脸呢，它是往不同的方向面对。
In a way, it's like looking back and looking forward.
那他的脸呢，好像是往后看，也是往前看。
So usually during the New Year's, a lot of people also start to make some resolutions.
啊，所以新的一年开始呢，也有很多时候呢，人就开始就是做一些新的一年的决定。
We think about any bad habits that we want to address.
那我们会想着我们有一些不好的坏习惯应该要处理。
And then seek to improve in the New Year.
那我们在新的一年呢，就会想要让自己来做一个进步。
So many of the people you may know, maybe even ourselves, we usually make resolutions concerning like health or dieting, exercise.
那很多的时候在新年的开始呢，很多人呢，包括我们自己，我们可能想要做一些新的调整，就比如说像我们的饮食啊，或者是要多运动啊，类似。
And of course, it's very good to take care of our bodies. We should take care of our health.
所以那当然呢，要照顾我们的身体是非常重要的，我们应该很在乎我们的健康。
But a question that we can ask ourselves as God's people is, what should we focus on in the year to come?
所以那我们是作于神的子民，那我们应该问我们自己，未来的一年我们应该要在什么事情上更加专心。
And what have other biblical figures done on the first day of the first month?
那在圣经里面有哪些其他的人物呢？在正月初一日的时候做了一些什么事情
？So this morning I'd like to briefly go over the Hebrew calendar and then talk about how other biblical characters, what they did on the first day of the first month.
那今天我想要来大概讲一下这个希伯来的月历，所以然后还有一些其他人物他们在新年的新开始的时候做了一些什么事情。
And then we can see how that applies to our spiritual lives.
那我们可以借着这个机会来想一想要怎么样把它应用在我们自己本身上面。
Let's first look at how the Jews they established their calendar system.
那我们首先看犹太人他们怎么样设定他们的月历。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
所以我们看出埃及记十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章。
Verses 1 and 2.
第一节跟第二节。
Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
出埃及记十二章第一节跟第二节。
Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2.
第二节。
This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
第一节，神在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说，第二节。你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
This is talking about how the Jews began to start counting their months and days.
所以呢，在这边形容犹太人他们从哪一个时候开始数算自己的日子还有月。
In fact, it was established by God Himself.
其实呢，就是神亲自设定。
And if we remember, the Israelites at this time, they were still in captivity under the Egyptians.
那如果我们记得呢，以色列百姓呢，在这个时候呢，还是在埃及作为奴隶。
And God had already performed many wonderful works at that time.
那在这个时候呢，神已经有很多奇妙的作为。
So God had already poured out 9 plagues on the Egyptians.
在这个时候呢，神已经行出了九样不同的灾害在对付埃及人。
And right before the 10th plague was poured out, God established the calendar system for them.
所以呢，在第十灾开始之前呢，那神为他们设定就是这个月历。
In fact, this calendar is closely connected to their feast of Passover.
所以呢，这个月历呢是也跟他们的这个逾越节呢有非常直接的关联。
Because in actually just a few days, they were about to leave Egypt.
因为在 过在 接下来的几天之后呢，他们就将要离开埃及。
So God told them, today is the first day of the first month.
啊，所以呢，神跟他们讲说，今年呢是正月的第一日。
And then on the 10th day, you should take a lamb.
所以在第十天的时候呢，你要拿一只羊羔。
And then on the 14th day, you need to kill this lamb.
然后在第十四日的时候呢，你要把这只羊羔来杀了。
This lamb's blood should be then wiped on your door frames and also on the lintel of the door.
然后呢，要把它的血呢涂在这个房屋的左右的门框上，还有门槛上面。
So that when the tenth plague comes, the angel of death will pass over your door and not kill the firstborn of your house.
所以呢，在这个第十灾来到的时候呢，这个死亡的使者呢，就会越过你家的门口，然后不击杀里面的人。
So we know that this Passover feast later was fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
那我们也知道逾越节他后来主耶稣他自己也有来过。
Actually, the whole feast itself, you can see it's talking about salvation of God, salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个整个逾越节呢，是在述说呢，神还有主耶稣的救恩。
In fact, right after they kept the Passover feast, the very next morning, that evening, that's when they left Egypt. They originally were slaves, and then now they were free.
所以呢，因为过了那个逾越节呢，当天晚上呢，就是过了以后。他们就是离开埃及，他们之前是奴隶。
So you can see their calendar is centered around that wonderful event, how they were able to become free.
所以呢，他们的月历呢，就是在环绕的，就是这个根据这个逾越节，然后在他们那时候对他们来说很重要的日子。
So whenever they come to a new year, it's natural to think about what happened exactly a year ago when they were freed from slavery.
所以每当新年开始的时候呢，那他们就可以想一想过去的一年或之前的时候他们是怎么样做奴隶。
So I'm sure whenever they think about what happened the previous year or the year before, it must evoke a much thanksgiving and gratitude towards what God did for them.
所以当他们想到过去的一年或者是前年他们所经历过的这个这件事情，所以他们在内心之中会产生对神非常大的感恩。
So for us, when we think about resolutions for the new year, we should also keep God's salvation in our minds.
所以呢，我们新一年呢如果要有新的计划的话，我们应该也把神放在我们的心中。
Let God's blessings and salvation be a foundation towards what we work towards this year.
所以让神的祝福呢也是成为我们将要来的一年的作为一种根基。
Let's now turn to what they did the next year, the year after.
然后呢那我们再看看说他们在过了一年他们又做了些什么。
Turn to Exodus chapter 40.
所以出埃及记四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记四十章。
Exodus chapter 40, verse 2.
So,
verse
1
and
2. 40章第一跟第二节。
Exodus chapter 40, verses 1 and 2.
出埃及记四十章一到二节。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, verse 2, On the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting.
所以第一节，神晓谕摩西说，第二节，正月初一日。你要立起帐幕。
Let's also jump to verse 33.
那我们再跳到三十三节。
Exodus chapter 40, verse 33.
出埃及记四十章三十三节。
And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work.
所以在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围把院子的门链挂上，这样摩西就完了工。
Right. So the following year, on the first day of the first month, they erected the tabernacle.
所以呢，在过了一年以后的正月初一日呢，那他们立起了帐幕。
What happened in the year between was God brought them into the wilderness.
所以呢，在这个中间的这个过程呢，就是神带领他们进入旷野。
And then God gave them many instructions to share with them what God was expecting from His people.
那神也给他们很多不同的吩咐，就是说他自己本身的诫命，他期待他的人民应该是要怎么样去行。
God also taught them about Sabbath through the raining down of the manna.
那神也教导他们安息日，然后还有降玛拿给他们。
But one of the other things that he was teaching them was that they should build a tabernacle.
那还有教导他们的其中一件事情就是要做一个就是会幕。
So the last few chapters of Exodus is talking about how they should build this tabernacle.
所以呢，出埃及记呢，最后几章呢，就在形容说要怎么样。摆设这个会幕。
And then how the priests will serve in this tabernacle.
然后祭司要怎么样在这个会幕里面来服事。
So you can see, on the first day of the first month of that second year, that was when they erected this tabernacle.
所以我们可以看到第二年的正月初一日呢，他们就立起了这个帐幕。
Actually, this tabernacle represents where God meets with man.
所以这个帐幕呢，代表是神呢，人结合的地方。
In fact, there was a special location inside the tabernacle called the Holy of Holies.
所以呢，在那个会幕里面也有一个至圣所。
And that was where God would meet with the high priest.
所以在这边呢，神就会跟大祭司来相见。
So the tabernacle in general represents worship.
所以呢，会幕呢，基本上是代表崇拜。
Right.That God's people should have communion, have fellowship, and worship their God, the God that they worship.
神的百姓呢，要跟神有一个来会幕，然后再做一个相交，然后他要敬拜他。
So later, this tabernacle became the center of their life.
所以呢，那后来呢，这个会幕呢就变成他们的生活的中心点。
Even literally, wherever they went in the wilderness, the tabernacle would be in the middle, and then all the 12 tribes would camp around it.
所以呢，他们不管在旷野里哪一个地方，这个会幕永远是在他们的中间，然后以色列的十二个支派就会围在这个会幕的四周。
And this is symbolic to show that the Israelites' life, it revolved around worshiping God, around revolved around serving God.
所以呢，这个是象征性的代表呢，以色列百姓的生活呢，基本上就是环绕着来就是以敬拜神为他们的中心。
So on the first day of the first month, the tabernacle was erected.
所以呢，在正月初一日呢，这个会幕呢，帐幕呢，被立了起来。
As we look towards the new year.
那我们来期待新的一年。
We should also erect the temple, erect the tabernacle in our heart.
那我们也要在我们的内心中立起帐幕。
Maybe in the past year we have not been so fervent in worshiping the Lord.
所以在过去一年呢，我们自己本身可能没有很专心、很敬虔的来敬拜神。
Maybe our Sabbath attendance wasn't that good.
那很可能我们安息日。来出席的这个次数呢也没有那么多。
Maybe even at home we don't really have a worship life.
那我们在家里可能也没有做这个敬拜的生活。
Sometimes maybe we only open the Bible at church.
那我们很多时候可能只有在教会才把圣经里打开来看。
Some members maybe only pray when they're at church.
那有一些信徒呢甚至只有到教会来才会做祷告。
If we see any shortcoming in our life of worship,
如果呢，在我们生活中，然后就是崇拜的这个生活中呢，有任何的缺点
，then it's good to erect the tabernacle once again on the first day of the first month.
那在正月初一日的时候呢，可以借着这个机会呢，再次的立起帐幕
，because we remember what the Lord has done for us.
因为我们记得神为我们做的事情
，God has saved us from such a terrible death.
然后神已经拯救我们脱离这个非常恐怖的死亡。
And so that we have a great hope, we have there's nothing but spiritual blessings that we have received.
所以我们有非常好的盼望，然后我们领受到非常多的属灵的恩典。
So let us bring our heart back to worship the Lord.
所以我们要把我们的心来、回来来敬拜神。
Let's now look at another example.
那我们现在再看另外一个榜样。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles.
那我们可以看历代志下。
2 Chronicles.
历代志下。
2 Chronicles chapter 29.
历代志下29章。
2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 17.
历代志下29章第17节。
2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 17.
历代志下29章第17节。
Now they began to sanctify on the first day of the first month. And on the eighth day of the month, they came to the vestibule of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. And on the 16th day of the first month, they finished. Verse 18. Then they went in to King Hezekiah and said, We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, the altar of burnt offerings with all its articles, and the table of the showbread with all its articles.
17节从正月初一日洁净起。初八日到了神的殿廊，用八日的功夫洁净神的殿，到正月十六日才洁净完了。十八节，于是他们组建西西家王说：“我们已将神的全殿和燔祭坛，并坛的一切的器皿、陈设饼的桌子与桌子的一切器皿都洁净了。
Let's also read verse 19.
那我们再继续看十九节。
Moreover, all the articles which King Ahaz in his reign had cast aside in his transgression, we have prepared and sanctified, and there they are before the altar of the Lord.
并且亚哈斯王在位犯罪的时候所废弃的器皿，我们预备齐全，并洁净了，现今都在神的坛前。
This is an event that occurred during King Hezekiah's reign.
所以呢，这是一个发生在西西家王在统治的时候。
And what did they do on the first day of the first month?
所以他们正月初一日的时候做了些什么呢？
They purified and consecrated the temple.
所以他们在那时候洁净了神的殿廊。
Because for a long time, the temple was not used. It was You could say forgotten by the people of Israel.
因为很长的一段时间呢，这个神的殿呢，都没有用来被使用，然后甚至被人们遗忘。
Actually, King Hezekiah, he was a very good king, but his father was a very bad king.
所以西西家王呢，他是一个非常好的国王，但是他的父亲是一个恶王。
His father is mentioned here in verse 19.
所以他的父亲在十九节有被提到。
His father is called Ahaz.
所以他的父亲名字叫亚哈斯王。
And actually, for Hezekiah to do this type of work, it's not very easy.
所以呢，西西家王呢，在这边做这样的工作是。不是那么容易。
Because he had to overcome at least two obstacles.
因为他要来克服两个最大的困难。
First was to overcome his father's influence.
首先呢，他的父亲的影响力呢，他需要来克服。
We know that sometimes it's very difficult once your father or your ancestors have set something in motion, it's very difficult to go back on it.
因为我们知道，如果是你父亲呢，或者甚至你祖先呢，设定的。一些事情呢，那对于你来说呢，很难去把它来除掉，或者是把它废掉。
So during King Ahaz's time, they had gone and worshipped many idols.
所以呢，在亚哈斯王的时代呢，他们在那时候祭拜了很多的偶像。
And this became a part of the culture and influenced all the people of Israel.
所以呢，在那时候呢，就变成一种文化，然后影响了所有的以色列百姓的人们。
Right. So it happened for at least a decade or so.
所以呢，他这样子的情况有维持了差不多有最起码十年。
When people think that something is right, especially for long periods of time, it eventually becomes part of the culture.
所以当人们认为做一件事情是对的话，慢慢的时候呢，这就变成他们的文化。
So that was the second obstacle he had to overcome.
所以这也是他要克服的第二个困难。
Everybody was already doing this. This was the trend. This was the culture at the time. How can he overcome such a great, such a great force.
所以每个人都是这样子做，然后这已经变成一种习惯或者是文化。那你要怎么样去超越或者是克服这么大的力量呢？
So this takes a lot of determination, much effort.
所以这要花很大的决心，然后要很大的毅力。
So we can also look at what the Israelites were doing at this time.
那我们也可以看到说以色列百姓在这个时候呢在做些什么。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 17.
那我们可以看列王记下十七章。
2 Kings chapter 17.
列王记下十七章。
Second Kings chapter 17 verse 41.
列王记下十七章四十一节。
Second Kings chapter 17 verse 41.
列王记下十七章四十一节。
So these nations feared the Lord, yet served their carved images, also their children.And their children's children have continued doing as their fathers did, even to this day.
如此，这些民又惧怕神，又侍奉他们的偶像，他们的子子孙孙也都照这样行，效法他们的祖宗，直到今日。
You can also read verse 33.
那我们可以看三十三节。
They feared the Lord, yet served their own gods.
三十三节这边是说他们惧怕神，又侍奉自己的神。
And then it was.How did they serve those gods? According to the rituals of the nations from among whom they were carried away.
所以呢，他们是从何邦迁移，就随何邦的风俗。
So they were the Israelites. Originally, they worshipped the true God, but then they were influenced and then adopted the culture of the people around them.
所以呢，以色列百姓最早的时候是祭拜他们自己的神。那后来呢，他们到了不同的地方，然后就随着当地的风俗呢。就开始祭拜别的神。
So for Hezekiah, when it became his time to reign,
所以西西家王在那时候统治的时候
，there was already many many years of people practicing the same thing.
那已经经过了好多年人们就是在做同一样的事情。
People had an ambiguous relationship with God.
所以呢，在祭拜神的方面呢。人的就是他们的的做法有两种。
Their attitude towards worship also was not pure.
所以他们来敬拜的这个态度呢也不纯正。
And you can also say that they had their two feet on two boats.
那你也可以说他们是脚踏的两条船。
Right. So after many years of idleness of this type of practice, Hezekiah had a lot of work cut out for him.
所以经过多年的偶像的这个敬拜呢，那西西家王呢有很多工作要做。
So on the first day of the first month, they began to sanctify this temple that had been put aside for many, many years.
所以呢，在正月的初一日呢，那他们开始洁净这个圣殿，因为这个圣殿已经被遗忘了非常多年。
So it took eight days.
所以花了八天来做。
You can see that, The condition that it must have been in. It took eight days of work with many, many people to restore it.
我们可以想象呢，这他这个圣殿的情况，就是要花这么多的人手，然后经过这么多天来做这件事情。
And then it took eight more days to then sanctify and then clean the outer court too. Right.
然后又再花了八日呢，又再清理周围的还有洁净那个圣殿里面的其他的地方。
So, what does this mean for us today?
这对于我们来说，这是代表什么呢？
Actually, the temple of God refers to us as believers collectively.
所以呢，神的殿呢是代于就是比喻着我们大家，我们众信徒。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
那我们可以翻开到哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
Verse
19. 19节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
哥林多前书第六章十九节。
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Verse 20.
20节.
For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
所以十九节，岂不知道你们的身子是从是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。二十节，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上啊身子上荣耀神。
So here we see the Bible tells us that we as a church, we our body.Is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，在圣经里面教导我们，我们教会呢，我们本身就是教会，然后我们的身子是圣灵的殿。
And we know that today our culture is similar to that of Hezekiah's day. It's not exactly the same, but there are many parallels.
那我们可以看得出，我们今天的文化呢，跟新西加王的时代呢，那个王朝的。文化有点类似。
Right, we may not worship physical carved images.
那我们可能没有祭拜真正的偶像。
But our culture has many idols.
但是呢，我们的文化之中呢，有很多不同的偶像。
Our culture, they worship things like success.
像我们的文化呢，他们很崇拜成功。
Worship things like money.
或者是很崇拜金钱。
Or worship things like pleasure.
或者是非常的崇拜
luxuries,、right?
享乐 或者是
or sexual immoralities
荣华富贵或者是淫乱
So when we are immersed in this culture
所以当我们被浸淫在这个文化之中
It's also easy to adopt a very ambiguous attitude towards faith
那我们可能也会产生这种双面的信仰
Where we also have our two feet on two boats
那我们也是脚踏两条船
Why? Because these trends are so dominant
为什么呢？因为这些风气是非常的有侵略性
And so for a Christian to stand firm in their faith in this society It takes a lot of determination
所以作为一个基督徒呢要在现在的这种时代呢，要站立的稳是需要非常大的决心。
Because we are walking against the tide.
因为我们是逆的潮流来而行。
And it takes a lot of strength and power.
那我们需要很多的力气，然后很多的力量。
And only in doing so can we live a life that's pleasing to God.
那我们只能这样子做，我们才可以过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So you see here on the first day of the first month, they were cleaning this temple.
所以我们可以看到在正月初一日他们在洁净圣殿。
So this means as the people of God, when we look towards the new year, we also need to do a type of cleaning.
所以呢作为人神的百姓呢在新的一年开始的时候我们也要做一个洁净。
Right, is there any part of our temple that we see is dirty, is sinful in the eyes of God.
那在我们的殿中呢，有没有任何地方呢？我们是看我们就是在神的眼中是看为肮脏或者罪恶的。
Are there parts of the culture that we have already adopted, but actually we didn't even notice it?
或者是我们的在这么多在这个文化之中呢，有没有一些已经是我们已经慢慢的影响我们，但我们自己。不知道。
These are worthwhile things to reflect on as the new year approaches.
所以在新的一年的开始呢，这些事情值得我们去好好的思想。
Just last night, I returned from a week in Toronto.
所以呢，昨天晚上呢，我是才刚刚回来，我一个礼拜的时间在多伦多，加拿大。
I was assigned to help with a student spiritual convocation over there in Canada.
所以呢，我被派出去。帮忙那边的学生领恩会。
And we thank God that throughout the week we see a lot of the children over there. They were learning about the words of God every day and praying every day.
所以感谢神呢，在那个礼拜之中，我们会看到很多的学生在努力的学习，然后一起祷告。
And because they are immersed in God's word every day, they also can see more clearly any places where.They have fallen short of God.
因为他们融入在神的话中，每天都是很专心的在学习，所以他们在那个时候呢，很容易看得出或发觉出自己本身还有什么样的缺点。
So, over the course of those few days, you can see some of them really transformed.
那在过去在那个几天当中呢，你会发现 出来说有很多学生真的会真的是有一些的改变。
Because I feel like it's because they have done a cleaning, a spiritual cleaning inside.
那我的感觉呢，因为他们有做一些属灵的洁净。
So there was a young sister.
那有一位年轻的姐妹。
At first she wasn't really concentrating in her prayer.
所以呢，在刚开始的时候呢，她祷告并不是那么的专心。
She testified that she thought it was very boring.
啊，所以她做见证说，她认为祷告是很无聊。
And then she also would often open her eyes and look around.
那她有时候会啊张开眼睛，然后东张西望。
But then through the classes.
然后呢？但是呢，在上课的时候
，and then through the encouragement of her counselor and also her fellow students，
然后也是经过他的辅导员啊，还有一些其他的同学的一起的勉励
，she realized she needs to pray for the Holy Spirit，
所以她觉得说她一定要祷告来求圣灵
，so she started to pray more diligently for the Holy Spirit，
所以她开始很努力的来求圣灵
，and then finally on theIt was just last Wednesday or last Thursday she received the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，那后来呢，在上个礼拜三还是礼拜四的时候，她就真的得到了圣灵。
That she, and then she, when she got up from that prayer, she still had tears running from her eyes.
所以当她从那个祷告起来的时候，她的眼睛还是在流泪。
In fact, she didn't calm down until maybe 10 minutes later.
所以她可能在过了十分钟以后，她才慢慢的来就是比较冷静下来。
She testified that because she in that prayer when she received the Holy Spirit, she really understood the love of Jesus for her, that how He died on the cross for her.
所以呢，她的见证跟我们说呢，她在得圣灵的那一刹那呢，她才了解说神还有主耶稣的爱是对他们有多大的爱。
So for us, it's very similar.
所以对于我们呢，也是类似。
That we also there's things that in our spiritual life we probably is not right in the eyes of God.
所以呢，在我们的属灵生活中呢，有很多的事情呢，在神的眼中看为是不对的事情。
We have adopted things of this culture that are sinful.
那在这个世界上的文化之中呢，也有很多。我们就被影响，然后他是是不好的，是有罪的。
So it's worthwhile in this upcoming year, that when this New Year is coming, we need to really do a deep cleaning.
所以呢，在这个新的一年开始呢，这一年呢，这开始的时候呢，真的值得我们去做，好好做一个清洁。
That we must realize that we are not our own.
那我们。要知道我们自己不是我们自己本身。
That we have been bought at a price.
那我们是用重价被买来的。
That Jesus Christ has died for us.
因为主耶稣基督为我们而死。
And having meditated on that great love.
那我们思想这个这么大的爱。
We know then we should depart from evil.
那我们知道我们要离开罪恶的事情。
Let's now turn to another example.
那我们再看另外一个例子。
Let's turn to Ezra.
那我们看以斯拉。
Ezra chapter 7.
Yisraji.
Ezra chapter 7.
Yisraji.
Verse 9 and 10.
Yisraji 第七章九到十节.
Ezra chapter 7 verses 9 and 10.
Yisraji 第七章九到十节.
Verse
9.第九节
On the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon. And on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. Verse 10.
第十节
For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel.
第九节正月初一日他从巴比伦启程因他神施恩的手帮助他，五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷。第十节，以斯拉定制考究遵行神的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
This is talking about the priest and scribe Ezra.
所以呢，在这边是形容这个文士还有祭司以斯拉。
And this happens a little bit later on in the history of the Jews.
这也是以色列百姓。在 后来的历史。
Because what happened is that the Israelites continued in their sin of worshiping idols.
因为以色列百姓继续以色列的百姓继续在祭拜偶像。
So eventually people turned away from Hezekiah's reforms and other good kings' reforms.
那很多人呢，他就离开了，就是说还是离开了这个西西家王的改革。
So eventually God allowed a kingdom of Babylon to conquer the Israelites.
所以呢，神允许巴比伦国呢来征服以色列王朝。
And there were three waves of capturing them.
那我们可以来说，这有三波浪这个动作呢，来俘虏他们。
So the Babylonians conquered them in waves.
所以呢，巴比伦王国呢，他们是以三个这种波浪的动作呢来征服他们。
And then after the appointed time of 70 years,
所以呢，在过了70年之后
，God allowed the Israelites to return back to their hometown.
所以神允许以色列们人们呢回去他们自己的家乡。
And this also happened in three waves, you can say.
所以这也是三个波浪。
The first one was led by a person called Zerubbabel. 西底巴伯。
所以第一波浪呢是一个叫西底巴伯的人来带领他们。
And then the second time was Ezra.
所以呢第二批呢是以斯拉。
The first one was to rebuild the temple that was completely burned and destroyed.
所以第一次呢是要重建被焚烧然后被毁坏的圣殿。
And then here for Ezra, who went many, many years later, the second time, he also had a purpose, but it was a little bit different.
所以以斯拉呢，他这一次在第二次的时候呢，他自己本身呢，也有一个目标。
And he started this journey on the first day of the first month.
所以呢，他是从正月初一日开始他的行动。
And later, 4 months later,He was able to reach his destination.
所以呢，过了四个月以后呢，那他可以到达他要去的地方。
The most important purpose was he was sent there. He was going there to restore the religious order, the priesthood.
所以最重要的事情呢，就是说他要到那边，要要把那个从祭司的制度再重新建立起来。
To teach them again and to teach the law to the Jews.
然后要将律例典章教训以色列人。
So you can see in verse 10, you can see his heart was prepared to do this.
所以呢，在第十节我们可以看得出来，他的内心坚定的想要这样子做。
He was making this journey to teach the statutes and ordinance in Israel.
所以呢，他定制呢，考究遵行神的律法，然后要将律例典章教导以色列人。
So later on, he was accompanied by many, many people on this journey.
所以呢，后来呢，那很多人来继续的跟他一起来行。
So if you were to jump to chapter 8,
如果你看第八章
，from verse 1 and onward, are a list of names that followed him.
所以从第一节开始呢，你会看得出来有很多的名字来后来跟从他。
Right.Also, if you look at chapter 7,
那如果我们看第七章呢?
In the middle of this chapter, you see a letter that the king of Persia sent to Ezra.
所以呢，在这个第七章的中间呢，我们可以看到波斯王呢，他在这边跟以斯拉说。
And then he also gave Ezra a lot of gold and silver.
他也给以斯拉很多的金银财宝。
It was for him to offer in the temple.
就是来让他来在圣殿中献上。
So you can see that when Ezra went to go and serve the Lord, he was very well equipped.
所以我们可以看得出来呢，以斯拉他出去然后要服侍神，他有好好的装备自己。
He had many resources.
那他有很多资源。
He also had many co-workers.
那他有很多的事工。
Right, and then he was ready. His heart was ready to serve.
然后他的心智呢，已经是立定呢要服侍神。
So you can say, a 4 month journey to serve began on the first day of the first month.
所以呢，我们可以看得出，他从正月初一日开始，然后经过四个月的 这个旅程呢，然后来服侍神。
So in this upcoming year, we also should look into how we can serve the Lord this upcoming year.
所以呢，要将来的一年，我们也可以想想，我们要怎么样利用这一年来服侍神。
Serving God is a long-term journey.
那服侍神呢，是一个非常漫长的过程。
It's not something we just do once and then that's all, right?
这不是我们能做一次，然后就是这样子。
But actually, God saved us and redeemed us for a purpose.
因为神拯救我们呢是有原因的。
According to Ephesians, it says that God has prepared good works beforehand that we should walk in them.
所以呢，在以弗所书里面是记载说神为我们预备了各样的好事。
So God has chosen us for a reason.
所以呢，神拣选了我们是有原因的。
There are many things in the church, whether officially or unofficially, that we ought to be doing for God's people and also the people in the community.
所以呢，在教会中呢，有很多的事情呢，甚至在教会外呢，我们都可以去做。
So in this month to come, in this new year to come, we should meditate on what more can we do for the Lord.
所以呢，在新的一年开始呢，我们应该想想说我们怎么样才可以为神多做一点事情。
And in the past, we have not done much for the Lord. It's okay.
如果在过去的时候我们没有做的没有那么多的话，没关系。
But we must take that first step.
但是我们一定要走出去这个第一步。
Just like how on the first day of the first month, Ezra took that first step.
就像正月初一日的时候，以斯拉也是走出这第一步。
The most fundamental and basic thing we can do for the church and serve God is to pray for the church.
所以我们可以为教会做最基本的事情，就是为教会来祷告。
Sometimes when we pray, we only pray for our own requests, our own concerns.
那有时候我们祷告的时候，我们只是为我们自己本身的需要来求。
But actually, if we look at the Lord's Prayer, you can see the first part of the Lord's Prayer is all talking about praying for God's business, praying for God's kingdom.
那如果我们来看这个主导文的话，我们可以发现说，主导文的第一部分呢，其实是为神的国来祷告。
And actually, when we pray for God's kingdom, this is already doing something to serve the Lord. This is something that edifies the church.
因为如果我们为神的国来祷告、来代求的话，这已经是做了一些就是可以造就教会的事情。
And so this is something that anybody can do, no matter how young or old we are.
所以呢，这个是任何人都可以做的事情，不管你是多年纪多小，或者是年纪多大。
For some of our children here, we might think, oh, we're still little. What can I do for God?
所以很多小孩子会认为说，我的年纪还小，我还可以做什么呢
？The church is not going to ask. I'm too little. I can't do anything in the church. Right?
所以呢，那教会也不会说是这样子的要求，是说你太小，那你没有办法做什么。
Even little children, we can pray for the church.
甚至小孩子，我们都可以为教会来祷告。
For those of us who may be more advanced in age,
那对于我们比较年长的一些人来说
，where physically we also are not as strong as before.
那我们可能体力没有像从前那么好。
Even though perhaps now our health prevents us from participating in those other church works, we can still pray for the church.
那可能我们的健康呢不容许我们来参与教会很多圣工，但是我们也可以来为教会来代祷。
So that's the most fundamental way we can serve God.
所以这是最基本人服侍神的这个样式。
And then another thing that most of us we can do too.
那有很多其他的事情，我们大多数的人都可以做。
Is that we can share our faith with the people around us?
那我们也可以跟我们周围的人来分享呢我们自己本身的信仰。
This is also doing very important work of the Lord.
这也是做一个神非常重要的工作。
Sometimes we may think the only important works are those that are inside the church, and then our name is assigned to it.
那很多时候呢，我们认为呢。最重要的工作可能都是在教会里面，然后然后会要被排名。
Right, but actually, this is a misunderstanding.
但是呢，这是一种误解。
Right, we can be doing very important, valuable work that is not so official.
啊，那我们也可以做非常重要的工作，虽然它不是啊，就是很正式的这种工作。
That maybe we might not get the recognition.
啊，可能我们不会啊得到啊别人的这种啊认同。
But the Lord sees and the Lord remembers.
但是神会看到，所以神会纪念。
So you can see for Ezra, he began his journey of service.On that first day of the first month.
那我们可以看到以斯拉呢，从正月初一日呢，啊，他就开始他的旅程。
As our new year comes, let's think about what more we can do for the Lord.
所以在我们的新年开始的时候，那我们要想一想，说我们可以为神做些什么。
That I can build up the church.
那我们可以来建立教会。
And we can glorify God's name in this Queen's area.
那我们可以在皇后区这个地方呢，来荣耀神的名。
So today we have seen how the Jews they did many things on the first day of the first month.
那今天那我们可以发现说啊，犹太人呢在正月初一日的时候呢做了很多不同的事情。
Right, hopefully in this new year we can also ask ourselves these questions.
那希望呢在这个新年的一年的看的来到呢，我们也可以这样子的问我们自己。
Like is our life centered around worship?
那我们的生活的中心是不是崇拜
right, ？And then is our worship pure？
那我们的崇拜是不是很纯正
？Or have we been influenced by this culture？
还是我们有被社会的文化来影响
？And then finally, are we serving the Lord? And how are we serving the Lord？
所以最后呢，我们有没有来服侍神？那我们是怎么样的方式来服侍神
？These questions can help us to.Form spiritual resolutions in the year to come.
所以呢，在这些事情呢，都可以让我们来为来新的一年呢，我们可以做一下这样子的的新的决定。
So we ask the Lord to bless everyone in this upcoming year.
所以我们祈求神祝福呢，在新的一年来祝福大家。
That we can abound in both physical and spiritual blessings.
那我们可以在神中建立这个肉体还有属灵的这种祝福。
Let's now sing hymn 395.
那我们来唱诗395首。
Please be seated.
感谢神，请坐。
To conclude our morning service, we'd like to now once again kneel down and pray in the Holy Spirit together.
所以我们在结束今天早上的聚会之前呢，我们要再一次的跪下来用灵言祷告。
In our prayer, let's think about what we would like to do for the Lord in this upcoming year.
所以在我们的祷告的时候呢，我们再次想一想，在将要来的一年呢，我们可以为神做些什么
？And how we can improve in our faith.
那我们在信仰上怎么样来进步
？Please also pray for our upcoming student spiritual convocations this week and the week after.
那我们也来为我们近将要举办的学生灵恩会来代祷。
This afternoon, some of our J1, J2 students here in Queens will be going to New Jersey to attend this convocation.
所以呢，今天下午呢，我们有很多的少年班的学生呢要去新泽西参加这个灵恩会。
So we ask that the Lord can be with them. They can also learn a lot and improve in their faith too.
所以我们希望神呢可以让他们学习到很多，然后他们的信心也可以增加。
Let's also finally just pray that God can bless us next year, that we can glorify God here in Queens.
然后也祈求神呢可以在即将来的一年来祝福我们皇后教会。
So now kneel down and pray in one accord.
那我们一起跪下来同心祷告。